My Mac Podcast 990, iCloudy, with a chance of pain.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Welcome to this week's Mighty My Mac podcast, or as Steve would say, welcome to
My Mac podcast.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Steve. Well, Steve had to jump in because, well, basically he wanted us to talk about iCloud, and it can be a great way to create and collaborate with selected friends and family. You can do, well, much of the same on other platforms too, of course, as long as you're willing to trust them as much as you may trust Apple, which we do, don't we, Guy?
We do. We do. Hello, Gaz.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
How are we this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever it is in your part of the world?
It's still morning. It is still morning here in the greater Washington, D.C. area. The weather is slightly off-cast with it's a little cloudy. Rain may be coming in the forecast later today, guys. And we expect the weather and the temperatures to remain pretty much solid throughout the rest of the day.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks. How was your week?
Well, my week was very interesting, actually, because I bought a new, well, used EV.
Ooh.
Yep. Didn't hang about long, did I?
No.
I filled it yesterday.
You just talked about that like 2 weeks ago, that you were thinking about it.
Yeah, I know, thinking about it. And I kind of knew the type that I was going to get. And it's basically, it's one which is not in production anymore. It's a BMW i3.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are kind of sharp.
Yeah, they're still kind of modern looking or EV looking. Whereas a lot of the cars now, the EVs coming out now, they're just another car, aren't they? And a lot of the cars now are based on a platform where they put, you know, they still got the ICE engines going in them and the transmission down the middle. Well, this one was BMW's first glance into a wholly EV platform. And it's a shame they didn't carry it on, really, because it's got a lot of fans that follow it and use them. And so far, I am quite enjoying it and quite impressed. We put a little bit of solar energy into it yesterday, so that was good. And then last night, I filled up with overnight cheap electricity, because we get some cheap overnight tariffs over here. And that cost me £2.70, Guy, to fill it up, which is what? I don't know. Well, how much is that?
$3.
Of course, that won't give me as much range as my petrol Honda. But if I compared the amount that I'd have to fill in here to the petrol Honda that I've got, then it probably cost me about £18 compared to 60. So there's quite a bit of saving there. And we're going to be just using it for day-to-day stuff. So I don't expect that we'll be doing many more miles in a day, much more than 50. Now,
what is the range on it?
Well, this is not the biggest range, and it's not got a the Rex, which is the it's not got a petrol backup engine on it. It's just purely
battery.
Okay,
so it's not a hybrid.
It's not a hybrid, and it's not no. But they actually got a range extender, what they call the Rex, which is the range extender, which gives you just a little bit more, so you can probably go up to 200 miles. But this one it's the middle sized battery they've got, and it's about 6 years old, but it's in absolutely stonking condition, and it'll give me yesterday.
Hold on. Stonking. I cannot let that word go right by. I have never heard stonking. That word before.
Stonking is good.
Okay,
stonking
good.
Is great. Woo. It's right. It's, you know, really brilliant. Not stonking. You could say it's stonkingly bad, which means it's really bad, or you could say it's stonkingly good, which means it's really good.
Okay. I just had never heard that word before, so I had to stop you before, of course,
you know, see,
because I get distracted by shiny things.
Yeah, I know. I sometimes do this, don't I? I come out with a word which, you know, now if somebody asked me to come up with a load of expressions which people wouldn't have heard, I probably wouldn't have thought about that, because it just comes out in my My natural vocabulary, of course. Anyway, it'll do about 120 miles. But as most of the trips that we do during the day is going to be maximum of 50, then it'll cover it. And we just, the routine is when you get home, plug it in. When you get home, plug it in, and then that's it.
And you know, and if you take it to most, even small cities, you're going to find a charger someplace.
Oh, there are chargers everywhere around here. Chargers absolutely everywhere. So I'm not too worried about that. I might actually plan at some point in the future a longer journey with it, just to see how hard that is, because obviously the range on it isn't fabulous. But that's not what we bought it for. This was really a toe in the water for EVs, and to see how we get on with it. But if it's going to save me a lot of money as well while we're doing short hops, then brilliant. It hasn't got CarPlay though. there's a big caveat there yet, because I will be putting CarPlay in there somehow. There are newer versions of.
You don't even really necessarily have to. Number one, if it's mostly local, you're going to know where you're going anyway. And number two, even if you're going to someplace you don't know, you can just get like a little mount and then just have your phone sitting there and talking to you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't like, I'm a bit OCD with that sort of stuff though. I don't like, which shouldn't be there. So, you know, probably sitting in your car when you've got all your cameras up, when you're doing your daily drive, I'll be going, I'll be twitching all the time, you know, wouldn't do me. But anyway, we'll see how we go on that one. I have been using my Mac. Doing lots of planning for insurance, sending lots of rugby-related emails, and using numbers to calculate all the payback that I'll hopefully be getting over the upcoming years with the solar and the EV that we've got. But we shall see on that. How's your week been, anyway?
Well, you know, we didn't do a show last week.
Didn't we? Yeah, well, I thought we did.
Did we? Did we do a show last week?
No, we didn't do
it. Okay, yeah, because I was in.
I'm messing with your head, guy. You should know.
You know, it's such an easy thing to do that I wouldn't even think it would be much sport at this point. You know, it's just like let's see, screw with guy. Check. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Well, last weekend.
It is like picking falling apples off a tree, really.
Kind of is. It's like, do I get the nice shiny one up there in the tree, or do I get one that looks pretty much the same, but it's right here in the ground and I don't have to get a ladder? Yeah, you know, I don't know. It depends on how shiny, I guess, the one is in the tree. Well, last weekend, my wife and I went to Asbury Park, and in the after show, we were talking about the hotel that we stayed in. And it was fine along, you know, it's not like there were, you know, roving bands or anything grabbing people off the streets or, you know, that kind of stupid, ridiculous stuff that MAGAs are worried about. However, there were.
I'm not going to say anything, but looking in from the outside, it's like a comedy show.
Yeah.
I've got to say, it is a comedy show, but let's probably leave that there.
Okay. We were on the third floor, which was fine, except that the elevator wasn't working. So we had to drag all of our stuff up two flights of steps. Fortunately, we had packed light. The club that they have there at the hotel was going until, and this was pretty much only Friday and Saturday night. I don't recall there being much noise on Sunday night. But it was going to like 2:30 in the morning, and it was that, you know, that dum 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 dum. You couldn't hear anything else except the backbeat,
just the bass beat.
Dum. It's like, wow, they're having a great time, I'm sure. And it didn't bother Tracy all that much. She thought it was soothing.
Didn't it give you some rhythm to work to?
No. You know, I'm
move on.
Yeah, I'm kind of jerking around the room. Yeah. Let's watch guy dance. No, we really don't. We really, really don't. And you know, and I'm sitting here talking about how great the weekend was with a hotel that kept waking me up until 2:30 in the morning with no elevator. The weather, because the beginning parts of Helene was coming through. So there was lots of rain and lots of wind. It was very, very windy. We opened up the door to the hotel at one point, and it was a struggle to close the door. That's how hard the wind was hitting this glass door. But it was a great weekend, other than, of course, the hotel with the no elevator and loud music and the wind and the rain. but we had lots of indoor activities planned, and because obviously, you know, the people that we went up there to see, they were like, okay, well, Saturday we're going to go antiquing, which, you know, at my age, it's suddenly something I really love to do. I don't know why. But now, you know, when I was in 20s, 30s, 40s, and somebody would say, hey, let's go to that antique store. And I'd be like, really? Really? Antique stores? What? Why? Why bother? It's just a bunch of old crap. But now I'm like, ooh, antiquing. Ooh, let's do that. Yeah. So we hit a couple of antique stores.
You've changed.
I really have. This is called old guy syndrome. Okay. This is what happens to most people when they get old. You know, it's like in the past, you're like, let's go to the beach. Let's go surfing. Let's go out clubbing. Now it's like, oh, let's just have tea at 4 and go antiquing. And there's an early bird special over at the Red Lobster.
Is that what you call it? Is that what you call it? Antiquing.
Antiquing. Yeah. Yeah. It's a verb. It's definitely, it's not even an adverb. It's a verb.
You guys just put ing on the end and call it a verb.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you get hit by a bolt of lightning, that's electricity-ing. Or something
no, it's
like
not.
That.
Move on.
Okay. Gonna move on. And then Sunday we did some other indoor stuff, and then we went to see the new Beetlejuice movie, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, which was so funny. It was really good. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's one of those movies that you don't really need to see it in the theater. If you want to wait until it comes out on streaming, go ahead and do that. You'll enjoy it just as much at home streaming than you will watching it in a theater. But that was basically everything that I did yesterday. Actually, but I should mention yesterday I was talking to a good friend, Carl Madden, and because he's bought, wow, what's the draw for guy here? He bought a new microphone and wanted to see what it sounded like. So we worked on that for a while. He took me through some AI stuff that that he's been working with lately, which and some of this stuff is like completely amazing. I don't want to go into all of that because, you know, you either get AI or you don't. And you don't have to if you don't want to. And no. that's about it. So we should probably, you know, go on over to, what is that called?
Yeah, move on. Okay, so are you still using the same microphone?
I am. It's still the Lewitt 440 Pure. Here it is, right here. It's gorgeous.
And I would like to say one thing, because you did mention the high winds. Our commiserations to all that have been
hit
and affected by Hurricane Helene in the US. It sounds like it's been pretty traumatic. So best wishes to all of those folks and commiserations to those.
And being from Florida, I understand your pain. I've gone through a couple myself. Not as bad as that, thank goodness.
So let's move on and jump into Gaz's snippets. This week, I wasn't sure I was going to have too much this week because there seemed to be, I mean, I know it's been 2 weeks, but there's been a lot of fluff, really.
The weird thing, we're in that weird time frame between events. You know, I mean, Apple is pretty much, you know, once they have an iPhone event, it's like everybody's like, oh, okay, now, you know, we can just take it easy for a while.
They all go, what they do is they go into, now we can start the rumors for the next iPhone. But anyway, let me jump in. Apple has added 9 Macs to the obsolete list.
Wow.
And labels another 3 as vintage. Now, I don't know if you want me to go through those or not.
Well, are any of them M series or are they all Intel?
No, them. I just running my eyes down the list. There is nothing which mentions it being M series.
Okay, well, that would make sense.
They equally don't say that they're Intel. But looking at the years, they are all Intel. Yeah,
if it's before 2021, then that's all Intel.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a list there. I don't think we need to go through them. But it's the ones that are being obsoleted are certainly around 2015, 2016 sort of dates.
Oh, God, yes.
And the vintage ones are 2018, 2017. So there you go. Apple has cut. Now, we were very sharp on saying that they were still doing good rates when they were increasing the rates, but Apple has cut its card savings interest rate. But obviously the US Fed has also changed its rates recently. So it's probably along with those, as it happens in most other countries.
Yes.
So it is down. It's a federal funds are a range of 4.75% to 5%. I'm just trying to see what the Apple Card savings account started at 4.15. The rate increased to 4.25 last year, and then again to 4.35 in January. The rate has been now cut back to 4.4. So it's not horrendous, to be honest with you.
It's still pretty good.
Hang on a minute. It's 4.25. It was 4.4. It's 4.25. So it's still.
Compared to what you'll get from most banks, that's still really, really good.
Now, this headline made me laugh. President Trump, and I don't like the way you Americans do this.
We don't call
ex prime ministers prime minister. They're basically ex.
Yeah.
So it just confuses me. So President Trump, ex-President Trump, I'll use my way of saying it, calls on Apple to decrypt iPhones of would-be assassins. I've got one question. How are you knowing it would be a would-be assassin?
Well, you know, these things got to be planned out ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. There's so many conspiracy theories about, you know, how both of the attempts were staged and all the rest. And I'm not even going to go into that. But I mean, regardless, Apple doesn't decrypt anyone's phone for any reason. So,
The FBI must get Apple to open would-be assassins' apps and phones. Now, the thing is, this is like, what was that film where they did the pre-crimes?
Oh, with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, it's almost like that. You know, let's go for the pre-crimes and then, you know, get all the evidence from his phone that we're going to open for something which he hasn't done yet.
Yeah, careful. Well, it's like cops going down the street and going, bang, stop, or I'll shoot.
Apple won't backtrack on climate pledge due to AI, despite others hedging. AI seems to be changing everything. In some cases, that includes the climate ambitions of tech companies before AI had arrived. That's really badly written. Apple is holding out. It's holding firm to its 2030 goals. Well done, Apple.
Sure.
iFixit iPhone 16 Pro teardown. New battery, camera, control, compromise, much more repairable. Thanks, iFixit.
Yeah.
Really pleased you're there.
Yeah.
Sometimes. No, they do a good job of tearing these down and giving you the lowdown. And I think
and they actually sell kits too to tear some of these devices down.
They do, but the thing is, Guy, actually, although they're going great, it's more repairable, that actually doesn't do Apple any harm either, because it's cheaper for them to make it more repairable. So Apple are likely to raise dividend payouts annually for the foreseeable future. Obviously, this is a bit of a financial one, so it looks like Apple are basically upping its dividend continued payouts. Jolly good for you if you've got shares in Apple.
Yeah.
Apple has pulled dozens of VPN apps from the App Store in Russia. I wonder why.
We're going to that
one. Let me think about that for a minute. Apple Watch sleep apnea detection gets approval from Health Canada. So they're liking what they're doing.
Eh?
Apple might pull theatrical releases after the F1 movie. Apple intends to reduce its theatrical release duration for its films, according to Bloomberg. So we'll move on than that. Judge
has a reliable source.
Judge has denied the Apple Epic legal battle extension. Apple's last-minute appeal to delay its ongoing legal battle versus Epic was denied by a magistrate judge on September 26. Apple said it needed more time to produce pertinent documents, telling the court that such parameter compliance produced more papers in relation to its decision-making process. Judge Hickson denied the request, saying, yeah, just get on with it, is what they were saying. Actually, there was a follow-up to that, and it could have done what the follow-up was, saying that the judge has implied that Apple lied in the lawsuit in denying the request. We'll see. Let's let it go to court before you start second-guessing what the court outcome is, folks.
Well, I'm sure he's not biased at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
One of the biggest barriers to upgrading to a new Apple Watch, certainly in the US, is that the owning a current or new, or sorry, owning a new model won't give you the blood oxygen measurement.
Right.
Now, there is a dispute between Apple and Masimo, but that possibly, those barriers might change, because apparently the health tech company CEO has now resigned.
And that could be a way. We don't know.
We don't know. That could be a potential way for Apple to get in and see if they can get back on the good books with them. We'll see. It might also bring someone in who's even more hardline. So be careful what you wish for, Apple.
Yeah. As long as it's not Ted Sweeney.
Yes. Apple has withdrawn from discussions to invest in OpenAI's $6.5 billion funding round, though reasons for the decision remain unclear. Well, it's their decision, so just let them get on with it. Good grief. A fire, unfortunately, has halted production at the Indian iPhone factory. Basically, there was a fire at, over the last weekend. Could have been the weekend before. 1st of October, yes, probably the weekend before, at their Tata Electronics facility. So let's hope that no one was hurt and that they get it fixed and production starts again soon. This is the prize that keeps on giving, Guy.
Oh,
Apple
no.
has asked the US court to throw out the Epic Games ruling despite being barred from appealing.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
I'm appealing the fact that we can't appeal that appeal. You appeal me?
Yes, but I'm doing it appealingly.
They're doing it like
Apple
this.
Yes, please.
Watch the video. You'll get it.
So what we were doing, flat palms up under the chin with head to slightly one side. Apple has launched new resources for teachers and expands its education grant program. That is a news release from Apple. So that's all you're getting. Apparently, Barclays has claimed that Apple has cut its iPhone orders at a key supplier. Now, Barclays very rarely jump in with news about Apple, so that's... could be quite interesting. Apple and pretty much everyone else brace for supply chain disruptions as the US East Coast dock waters strike. Well,
that's over.
That's finished because they've sorted that out, haven't they? The US Labor Board accuses Apple of violating employees' rights. Ooh, be careful, Apple, with the US Labor Board are on you.
I wonder if they're going to fine them, Guy. There might be a little bit of money available here. Secret taxes.
The Irish finance minister calls the $14 billion tax windfall from Apple transformational. I bet he does.
I would.
I bet he does. Wolves, isn't it, actually? It's W-O-L-F-S, Wolves, the movie, has quickly become the most viewed movie in Apple TV Plus history. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But now I'm going to have to, aren't I?
No, it's like, okay, here's a streaming service that puts a new movie on there with Brad Pitt and George Clooney, and a lot of people suddenly want to go watch it. Huh. Okay. Sorry.
Acclaimed Apple TV Plus drama Sugar, starring Colin Farrell, lands season 2 renewal.
Really? He's busy because he's also doing The Penguin.
Well, I was going to talk about this program if you'd let me finish.
Sure, sorry.
Did you watch this?
No.
Sugar. No, I'm not saying did you watch this Sugar as in a term of endearment. I'm saying
Did you watch it, Sugar? I'm not sure. You have to tell me what the program is first.
Sugar. Yeah, I know. I watched it and I still don't know whether I enjoyed it or not. We watched the whole series, so we must have, you know.
Well, here's the thing. If you watch something all the way through and you can't figure out whether or not you enjoyed it, you probably didn't. That's you know. unless it's something like, and here's a good example, 2001 A Space Odyssey. Mm-hmm. You watch that movie, and at the end of it, you're most likely thinking, what the hell was that all about? Because it is a very confusing movie. The visuals are amazing, especially considering it came out in, 1969, something like that. And it usually takes people a couple of watches or, you know, a couple of days to figure out whether they liked it or not. But most of the streaming stuff these days are like so hit you over the head that you pretty much know right away whether it is it's something that you want to watch again or even if it was worth watching the first time.
Unlike Slow Horses, which I am absolutely loving. Absolutely loving. Anyway, Apple Podcasts auto-generated transcripts are now available in more languages. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but Apple this year introduced the auto-generated transcripts in its podcast app so that users could follow real-time transcripts of shows on Apple Podcasts. Now the company's expanded auto-generated scripts to many more languages. Well, more languages, not many more, but more.
But will it go from like English to German, or is it just in the native language that the podcast was done in?
No, it's producing English podcasts into, your native language if you're Spanish.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, there's no way that it could transcribe this podcast, but there you go.
What was that word that Gaz used? I don't know what that word means.
Stonking? What the hell is stonking? I think you mean plonking.
Yeah.
Apple Maps cycle directions expand to New Zealand. Thanks, Apple. Could you damn well get them sorted here? I know that you do some here, but you don't do enough here. Get it sorted, you?
Isn't it enough that they're giving you bicycle directions to go from the UK to New Zealand? Isn't that enough for you guys?
I suppose so, yeah.
Hit that ramp at 600,000 miles per hour.
Tim Cook has sold $50 million worth of Apple shares.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he needed a down payment for a car or something.
Yes. 2.5 million iPhone fraudsters imprisoned and ordered to pay restitution. Two Maryland-based iPhone fraudsters who cheated Apple out of $2.5 million were handed prison sentences yesterday and ordered to pay restitution. One was sentenced to 57 months and the other 54, with the pair ordered to pay a total of a little under $1.5 million.
And unless they're really stupid, they have hidden their money someplace.
Apple has pulled the third software update in the past month due to its issues. On Wednesday, this is last Wednesday, Apple pulled the watch OS 11.1. Oh, it's a beta. It didn't tell me that was a beta. If it's a beta, I'm not interested. If it's pulling betas, I don't care because I'm not installing betas. Actually, Guy, I'll be honest with you, I haven't even installed Sequoia or iOS 18 yet on any of my devices. I keep jumping
on the latest ones. You know, I use this computer for anything that's really difficult, like audio or video. So how could that go wrong?
Ted Lasso is to return to Apple TV Plus as season 4, allegedly confirmed. So is it returning or not? If it's been allegedly confirmed, Guy, how can you say it is to return?
Well, they're going to show the stadium for the Greyhounds, but there won't be anybody in it for like 45 minutes. 10 episodes. Apple, brilliant.
Apple has released Vision OS 2.0.1 with a Safari YouTube fix. Apple has released WatchOS 11.0.1 with a fix for the battery drain and touchscreen issues. iPad OS 18.0.1 is now available for the M4 iPad Pro models after the port update. Apple has released macOS Sequoia 15.0.1 with bug fixes. Cut those out. The Apple earnings call on October 31st will include early iPhone 16 sales. Now, normally we've got the call coming up. What I found interesting about this is the fact that they think what they've said here is it'll give iPhone 16 sales. Do Apple ever actually tell you whether their sales of iPhones are which version, or do they just say iPhone sales?
Normally they don't give
iPhone sales.
They don't give
you whether it's 16, 15, 14, because they sell all of those versions in the store. So I'm not sure they're going to actually see Apple iPhone 16 sales. Now, if they mean that the Apple iPhone sales will be included, of course they will. They're not stupid. They're not going to not include them. But I don't think you will see Apple i15 actual numbers. Sorry, iPhone 16 actual numbers. Oh, that was quite an explanation, wasn't it? iOS 18.01 includes safe security fixes for messages and the password apps. I thought I put this out for a reason. I think it might have been that messages issue. So perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned that one. I should have just kept dumb. This blew my mind, and I'll tell you why at the end. Lionel Messi's playoff debut will stream free on Apple TV Plus. I could have sworn that he'd already done two seasons in the MLS league.
Did he? Is this a second season?
No. Listen to the title.
Okay.
Lionel Messi's playoff debut will stream free on Apple TV Plus.
Well, if he was in the playoffs last year, then it's not a debut.
Well, what threw me here was, so if... But he's been playing for the MLS season, for the MLS league for a couple of seasons now, hasn't he?
I have no idea.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. It's real football, you know, so.
Oh, dear. You're squeezed.
Now, let me know if we were talking about the United Football League. Well, hey, you know, I'm right there.
It kind of threw me because... Okay, in your language, Guy, he's a big name. Okay, he's a big name. And the way they've put this, it's almost as if he's starting. But the fact that he happens to be in a playoff, so what? Once he started in the league, he could equally get into the playoff. I just found this headline infuriating and amazing at the same time.
AI generated. Anyway,
let's get back to proper football.
Yeah, British NFL. Football.
Rest of the world football. I do like NFL, but... Apple's only store in Northern Ireland is relocating later this month. Well, let's hope it's not relocating miles away from where it was before for those people who used to enjoy going to the place where it is now.
Calm down. Come on, take your meds.
Apple defeats a patent lawsuit in Texas related to Face ID and Touch ID. A jury for the U.S. District Court of Western Texas on Friday found that the secure enclave built into a modern Apple devices does not infringe four user verification patents owned by the company Identity Security LLC.
Yep. See, that company screwed up. They went to West Texas instead of East Texas.
East Texas. you see, yeah, I could have gone down an avenue there. I won't. And this is a bit of a rumor, but I brought it in because I wanted you to be happy, because it might help your scoring with a certain quiz going on later on in the month.
Apple, it's still there. I have not deleted it. The scores are still there.
I know. Apple are to launch a new M4 Mac and iPad Mini 7 on November the 1st. Is that still within the time period?
Nope.
September, October.
We said September, November. October. So if it's in November, well, then it does me no good at all.
Hang on a minute then. That does me a load of good then.
Yes.
That is the end of Gazzy Snippets. However, I might have a Gazzy's link, which relates to, and you kind of touched on it very briefly earlier, and I was going to jump in, but actually I brought it here. And I'm thinking that there might be a complaint coming in about this from a certain person at some point in the future, if he hasn't already done it. So pay for, and by the way, I said if he hasn't already done it, because we do know that Mr. Cheesed Off certainly sounds like a man. I mean, he may not be, but he sounds like a man.
Well, I mean, the word Mr. in his name pretty much
kind of helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, anyway. But yeah, at the same time, we're not going to pick his pronouns, okay? Or pick their pronouns. You go by whatever pronoun you want to go by there, Mr. Cheesed Off.
Absolutely.
And we're just along for the ride.
I've put on here, so pay for streaming without ads. I kind of remember that terminology many years ago.
Yeah.
The link I put in, more ads are coming to Amazon Prime Video. Wait, what? So you're paying them to give you ads now, folks? Just think about that. People were going away, certainly in the UK, from terrestrial because of all the ads. They're getting fed of them. Actually, I'll be totally honest with you. I'm going away from subscription services because of all the ads and going back to terrestrial where there are ads, and yeah, I'm happy with it.
But it's free.
But I ain't paying. Well, it's not free.
Free-ish.
But it's not the sort of price that you're paying for these subscription ads. And it was always something which annoyed me about Sky TV over here. But now, all, you know, Disney are now doing it. Oh, we do a cheap rate. We just give you a few ads. Now Amazon Prime are saying more ads are coming to it. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm voting with my feet. Lots of people won't, which is unfortunate. And I know Carl's laughing into his little cup of tea there, because I think he actually pays for YouTube and does most of his viewing on YouTube and doesn't get any ads on there. So well done, Carl. That's all I can say to you.
The rest of us are screwed.
That is the end of Gazzy's link.
Yeah. Having a cheap rate for streaming services that has ads doesn't bother me. But when you start putting ads in the rates that were supposed to not give you ads, and then they come, and then they'll turn around and say, oh, if you want the content without ads, well, then now you'll have to pay this price. And it's like, dude, we were already there, and then you changed the terms of the agreement, and that's just wrong. Anyway, let's talk about iCloud here, Gaz.
Well, let's go to another section. Do you want to insert a little bumper here that maybe
which one?
You know, not now. And well, whichever one you like. I mean, we've got plenty from a, you know, from our friends. So would you like to put a bumper in? Anyone will do. Any, just throw one in there. Go on. Could be anything. Go on. Do it. Do it quickly.
Do it now.
I disapprove
of this message.
No.
Yeah, well, not that one. No. Here's where you find that guy hasn't got a clue what he's clicking, which I love. I love this. It's just brilliant. You can tell this is planned, can't you?
No, it wasn't planned at all. It's kind of like, what?
I'll tell you. I know, I did throw this on you. But it just shows...
Zippy.
Just how you are.
Kind of.
If you can't find one guy, just... Thinking.
I am.
Yeah. Okay, if you can't find one, let's just move on.
Oh,
he's found one. Hold on.
If you've got a dead horse that you want someone to beat, who are you going to call? The G-Man on the
Mothak
Show.
Brilliant. We'll take that.
Oh, wait. And here, we were just talking about Carl.
If you listen to their show at double speed, it's no more informative, but at least it's over quicker. The G-Man on the MyMac Podcast.
Okay. You know what? This, from now on, between Gaz's snippets and the center part of the show, I will choose, because we have a ton of them, I will choose one of the bumpers that we used to play, and it'll be good. It will really, really be good.
They have received numerous awards for the best Apple-related podcast, but bear in mind, this was from Microsoft and Google, the G-Men on the My Mac Podcast.
Okay, one more.
Insulting vast sections of the planet on a weekly basis, especially the French, which, on reflection, is perfectly acceptable. The G-Men on the My Mac Podcast.
Right now, everyone in France is like, oh, ho, 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 ho. No, I don't think many people in France listen to us.
You're just reaffirming that message that you just put on there.
Well, he said it was okay. He did say it was
He's
okay.
He's not French.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about iCloud, Gaz. Now, iCloud was launched in 2011, and it represents Apple's cloud storage and computing solutions. And I had forgotten some of this. The genesis of iCloud can be traced back to earlier Apple online services. Some of these I either didn't know about or had forgotten. There was something called Apple Link in the 1980s for dealers and developers. And then, very short-lived, there was a service called eWorld. And actually, Tim Robertson has a story about that. And I don't know if he'll tell it on his next show. But yeah, he's got an eWorld story. Basically, eWorld was kind of like, not just eWorld, but iTools as well, was kind of like Apple's version of AOL at the time.
Sorry, what's iTools?
Exactly. Came out in 2000. 2002, it was replaced with .Mac.
But what did iTools include anything?
Yeah, free email, web hosting, which was a big deal back then, and online storage. And there were things...
That was a big deal as
you remember there was that application, iWeb.
Yep.
iWeb worked with some of these services to actually give you a online website. What other kind of website is there, guy, other than one that's online, an offline website? Yeah, that's what it gave you. 2008, there was Mobile Me, which was aimed to kind of improve .Mac, but had lots of problems. And finally, iCloud replaced MobileMe, which Steve Jobs admitted was a failure. Since its inception, it has evolved significantly from basic syncing to a robust platform deeply integrated into the Apple ecosystem. It was launched in 2011, and this part cracks me up. In 2011, they gave you 5 gigabytes of free storage. In 2024... they give you 5 gigabytes of free storage. So
I mean, there's been no inflation over those, you know, 13 years. So why should they? I bet they've not charged any more for it. So no, why should
that's
you get
the
any
free
more?
That's the free version. But for the love of God, 5 gigabytes is like almost useless. Anyway, over time, they've added iCloud Drive, photos, iWork collaboration, Find My, and recently was. And I didn't know this. It was introduced on Windows, launched with iCloud Plus with premium features. There is actually an application that you can download from the Windows, Microsoft Windows Store that ties into iCloud from Apple. Isn't that cool? Well, sort of
cool. It is cool.
I've tried it. It's not that great. You're much better off. Honestly, you're much better off just signing in via your web browser. There's a lot more functionality, I think, there. Now, iCloud seamlessly syncs data across Apple devices or browsers as well, using an Apple ID, ensuring access to the latest version of your data and the ability to edit it regardless of the device in use. Some of the key features, iCloud Drive, with up to a 50 gig file size limit. That has nothing to do with the amount of storage that you have. iCloud Photos, which syncs your
entire... You're okay there if you've only got 5 gigs.
Yeah, if you've got 5 gigs, you don't have to worry about a 50 gig file size limit. Well, I have this picture of Uncle Charlie, but I only see his nose. Okay.
Mind you, it's a lovely nose.
It's a great nose. Oh my God, it's such a wonderful nose. iCloud Photos syncs your entire video and photo library accessible from any of your devices, and it edits sync. You can synchronize edits across all of your devices. There's continuity features, including handoff, universal clipboard, and AirDrop. iCloud Keychain, which securely stores and syncs password, credit card info, and Wi-Fi details. So no matter what device you're on, you can get to that. iCloud backup and automatically backs up iOS devices daily when charged, locked, and on Wi-Fi.
Hello? Yeah. Hello? Can you not hear me?
What?
I was just going to jump in and say, yeah, precisely. iCloud Keychain obviously will be probably incorporated with their password manager as well.
Yes.
So I assume
it'll yes.
be. Yeah.
Pretty much Keychain. I don't think Keychain is in Sequoia. I think it's all gone to the password app.
I think you'll find it's probably still in the background, to be honest with you, Guy, if I'm honest.
Okay, I'd have to look into the new version, but I'm not going to right now.
Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong, but yeah. I can't imagine it's disappeared completely yet, but maybe.
Yeah, well, there could be people that, you know, I mean, because you can have multiple members of your family in iCloud, and you're going to share data and apps and all kinds of things. But
yep.
if they're on a Mac yep. that doesn't have Sequoia and
yep.
that Mac doesn't have passwords, then I'm not sure how that would work. Collaboration enables shared folders and files for real-time collaboration. That's what we do with notes for this podcast.
Yep.
Find My locates lost or stolen Apple devices, shares location with chosen contacts. App integration, third-party apps can utilize iCloud for data storage and syncing. Now, let's move on to iCloud Plus. It's a premium subscription service, and it offers some additional features. Private Relay, which enables browsing privacy by masking IP addresses and encrypting traffic. Hide My Email, which generates unique and random email addresses to forward messages messages while protecting your primary email address. You can create a custom email domain, which I have tried to do and was not able to figure out, and that's also shareable with your family. HomeKit Secure Video stores footage from HomeKit-enabled security devices into iCloud. So you have an incident at your house while you're on vacation, you can go into your iPhone and view it because that's where it's going to be. While users receive 5 gigabytes of free storage, this can be updated to 50, 200 gigabyte 2 terabyte and brand new, relatively new, 6 or 12 terabytes through paid subscriptions. I'm on a 2 terabyte plan. This storage is shared across all devices linked to the Apple ID. Now, with security, iCloud has been lauded for its user-friendly interface and seamless integration. Security concerns have been raised. There was a, and we talked about this in other shows, the Prism surveillance program. Leaked NSA documents reveal iCloud's inclusion into the program, allowing access to user data. Apple has denied knowledge of that program. Celebrity photo link, which I don't really think should be included here as a security breach, since it was related to phishing attacks and people basically gave their passwords to, you know, the people that were putting all that other information out. End-to-end encryption to address security concerns. Apple has implemented end-to-end for certain data types, including Apple Card transactions, health data, home data, iCloud keychain, Apple Maps data, and messages in iCloud. And there's some advanced data protection launched in 2022, which enables end-to-end encryption for almost all iCloud data, including mail, contacts, and calendars, to maintain third-party app compatibility. For privacy, Apple faced some backlash for its initial plan to scan iCloud photos for child sexual abuse materials, CSAM?
And CSAM, yeah.
They eventually ended up abandoning it. However, iCloud Mail is still subject to CSAM scanning. Data storage in China to comply with local laws. iCloud data for Chinese users is stored on servers within China. I'm laughing. Raising concerns, Gaz. Raising concerns about government surveillance. No, I can't see how there's any problems with that at all. Now, in conclusion, iCloud has become an indispensable...
Be careful who you jest about.
Oh, yeah. We'll see what happens in November. Yeah, I want to know about assassination attempts before they happen. What? iCloud has become an indispensable tool for Apple users, offering data syncing, convenient backups, and various features that enhance productivity and the user experience, while security and privacy remains... they persist. Apple's continued efforts to strengthen encryption and address user feedback demonstrates its commitment to user data protection. Boy, doesn't that sound like it came out of Apple's PR? Really, really did.
No, not so. No, I think that's an independent review.
Oh, I'm sure. Document. I'm sure. There will be a link. I'll put a link in the show notes about applications that use iCloud, and it's pretty easy to set up. Go to System Settings, put in your name, iCloud, sign in with your Apple ID, enable the features that you want, you know, choose the apps and features that you want to use with iCloud, such as Photos, iCloud Drive, and Keychain, and you're pretty much good to go. So would you agree with that, Gaz?
I think I would, Guy. Wow, yes,
all that nodding.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Where is it?
I don't know, Gaz. I'm over here in the US. You're over there in the UK. Gaz's tips is your thing. I have no idea where it is.
A few weeks ago, I spoke about resizing your windows, right? Well, I might have used, I think, Command or Option on their own, but actually, have you ever tried holding the Shift key when dragging the edge or corner of a window? Well, if you haven't, try it now. And try doing the resizing option with Shift and Option. Yeah, try that option.
It's wild.
You know, Guy, sometimes I think we have too many ways to do things. Don't you agree with me, Guy?
I would agree. Is that the end of the tip? It is. There's nodding.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. Okay. Oh, I actually have a for pick's sake this week, Gaz.
I know. I can't believe it. I just saw that. I can see a for pick's sake. And Guy has got, well, it's my favorite company.
It is. You are always talking so nicely about them. Rogue Amoeba apps.
I am.
Now, until... Go ahead.
More about a certain person at Rogue Amoeba.
Yeah, Carl had some choice things to say about them yesterday as well when I was talking to him. However, I love Rogue Amoeba apps. I did have some. Let me put a caveat on that. Up until recently, the newer versions of Rogue Amoeba's audio apps were a real pain in the ass to install. Not just a restart, which you would kind of expect with applications that dig deep into system files and all the rest of that. But then you had to go into like security settings and diving into the bits of the Mac that most people don't even want to bother with. And I know essentially it was because Apple is trying to make us safe with restrictions on apps, on what apps can do and how they're installed, but it was nuts. Well, somehow they've played nice with Apple, or Apple has decided to give them the keys to the kingdom, because now it's super easy to install them again with, at the very worst, just a restart. So if you've been holding off on updating your Rogue Amoeba apps because they were so hard... No, this way. Because they were so hard to install. your excuse for that has now run out. It's super easy to put the updates in. What you got, Gaz?
And, well, I've actually got something as well. I didn't realize it. I was thinking I should have mentioned this in my little piece at the start. But actually, I'm going to give them a for pick's sake. QuadLock. I use QuadLock cases on my iPhone because the little device that you get. Now I have to take the case off. I'm showing it on video. So if anybody wants to go to YouTube, this is my iPhone 15 case. Okay. And on the back, it's got this locking mechanism. Okay. Now this is a ring that you get with it. Yeah. So it's a ring there and I can put that on, and actually I can use that ring and it helps me hold the phone, which I use periodically. It's not the major reason. The major reason is that this case actually then goes onto my bike. And actually I've got something which goes on a belt and on a pad, and it clips in, and I love it, especially for the bike, but I've got a number of other uses for it as well. Now, the other day when we were away, I got a slight curvature in the edge, in this edge of the case, and it just bowed out slightly. And I thought, I don't remember doing that. I don't remember pulling the case off and causing that to happen. And it basically got longer along the edge. So it was then really quite loose. And I thought, well, hang on a minute. How long have I had the phone? Well, it's a 15. I've only had it just over a year.
Yeah.
And I was looking around and I saw a warranty that said cases for 1 year. I thought, typical. Anyway, I sent an email to QuadLock showing, or I put a warranty request in, and it said, describe your warranty request. Please send any images.
Don't Bingo. Like the color.
Within the week, I had a replacement case.
That's
so my pick's sake is going to QuadLock. Brilliant service.
That is good customer brilliant service.
Yeah. 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 No qualms, no quibbles. Bingo. Just superb.
So stand there behind you go. Your products.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well done, QuadLock.
Now, remember, if you've done an iTunes review and we've spoken on the show about it, you need to send me an email that you'll hear about later on, and you will get a Woo Tea, which apparently is something that Mr. Cheesed Off does not want, because he won't send me contact information. But if you would, if you've done that and you would like to get a Woo Tea, that is a big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. That is a Woody. And they're so easy to get. All you have to do is contact us for the first time and you'll get one. Crazy. I know how crazy that is.
Crazy. Crazy. Now, it's a valuable piece. It's a valuable piece, that Woody, you know. In years to come, they'll be going on antique roadshows and saying, wow, you've got
this Woody?
Certificate. You've got it, and it's in a glass framed case. That's worth pence.
At least. Or some fraction of a pence.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, speaking of Mr. Cheesed Off, Gaz, guess what? We have a Mr. Cheesed Off for this week.
Excellent.
Yeah, you ready? Uh-oh, must be a Wilf moment. Nope, I'm going to play Mr. Cheesed Off. Here it is.
Hello, Guy and Gaz, Mr. Cheesed Off here.
Hi.
Blimey, a $575,000 Ferrari gets nicked, and what saves the day? A pair of blooming AirPods. You can make this stuff up. Some toff in Connecticut leaves his earbuds in his supercar, and suddenly it's easier to track than a politician's expenses. What's next? Catching bank robbers from a lost library card? And now they're giving our advice. If you're a millionaire, leave your AirPods in your Ferrari. Oh, cheers for that, mate. I remember that next time I'm parking my imaginary Lamborghini next to my bloody pet dragon. For us peasants, they suggest the Maytag. Yeah, because my rusty old hatchback is top of the hit list for the international car thieves, isn't it? The only thing getting stolen from my car is my will to live. Every time I turn the bloody key. I tell you what, when a £119 pair of earphones is outsmarting car thieves, you know the world's, well, in that case, it's probably healing quite nicely, actually. But in the meantime, I'm off to secure my bicycle with the crown jewels. At least then, the local fuzz might give a damn when it gets half-inched. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one, Mr. Cheesed Off.
Oh, that
was
all
a good one. I like it.
They are all good. Now,
yeah, they are all good, but relevant.
If you would like to contribute for whatever reason to help keep the lights on in this show, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacBedit. You can also go to Ko-fi, buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/MacBedit, or you can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacBedit. Now, guess.
Yes.
If someone would like to contact you and say, what was that Mr. Cheesed Off said about AirPods and really expensive cars, how would they do that?
Ever so easy, Guy. All they need to do is send an email. Is that playing or not? There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
All they need to do is send an email to gaz@mymac.com. You can also contact Guy and myself on the X's. And that's Guy and Gaz, GUYANDGAZ. But you can also contact me in many, many, many social areas, counter social, threads, Instagram, loads of places. And that would be under the guise of Gazmaz, G-A-Z.
Cars.
M-A-Z.
Cars.
You can also send us an email at feedback, FWDBACK at mymac.com. I really do try and do that as fast as I possibly can.
And you're trying to trick me because now you kind of skip around in the contact information so that I don't always know when you're going to start.
Yeah.
But you see, all I have to do is, and I'm right there.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Pay no attention
to that guy behind the curtain.
His name was Guy.
Yeah.
Guy.
Guy's the one. You remember Guy?
Guy says.
I do.
Guy was paid his 75 grand. So.
We know it was a guy?
We do.
I like to go with Guy.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, I screwed up.
Constantly.
If you want
an email from Guy,
how would they do it?
Mm-mm.
No fool.
Thank you. I need that. You have no idea how much I need that. You can reach me by going to your email client of choice and then typing in at mymac.com. That's just G-U-Y at mymac.com. You can also find me over there on the X Twitters as either MacPettit or VertShark. I am also VertShark over on Instagram and Threads. I am MacParrot at countersocial and mastodon.social. What else is there? I think that's about it. Isn't that about it? Well, there's the website that I haven't updated since probably 2023. Vertshark.com. And I'm so far behind in my videos. And eventually I will get caught up. Meanwhile, if you would just like to call us, just call us and let us know how you are, because we get concerned when we don't hear from you on a regular basis. So if you do want to call us, all you have to do is...
I'm going to jump in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in there. Because didn't we get a contact from Mr. Ormiston?
Mr. Who?
He may not have, sent it to both of us. Right. Okay. We're going to play. You just talk about how people can contact us other way, or how you're going to finish. I'm going to download this. And put it. Let me just. Yeah, here we go. I'm going to download it. If email would let me download it, save attachment. Here we go. This is slick. This is really slick. This is. I've now got to put it into my mute. This is live stuff. This is live on the cuff. My Mac folder, audio from the My Mac folder. I'm going to stick it in there. Oh, it's a damn WAV file. I'm not sure that's going to work, but let's try a WAV file, for heaven's sake. So let me go into that audio there, and I'm going to stick that in. Where is it today? No, that's not it. My Mac audio, that's the one. No, that's it. I'm going to see if I can stick that into here, and I'm going to see if I can play it. Here we go.
Guy and guys in the My Mac podcast show, the consummate professionals.
Well, you can tell.
Rather apt.
You can tell we're consummate professionals just by the way that we do our little audio snippets.
What's funny is how relevant that was to me putting the clip into the show.
It kind of was. And I cannot find, speaking of professionalism, I cannot find my 703-828-4677.
Well, that's fine, because I've still got one. So
okay.
I can play the My Mac number. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Call 703-284-677 for the My Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-828-4677. Get in touch now. Your call is our Tech Trip 11. 703-828-4677.
So that's the number. That's the number that you would call outside of the U.S. Make sure that, I'm sorry, you can call that number anywhere. It doesn't have to be outside of the, yeah. Only call that number if it's going to incur charges. Good God. The hell is wrong with me today?
Oh, dear. I'm glad we don't get paid for this stuff.
Yeah. You know, honestly, the best way to do it is just to send us an email with an audio clip. But if you want to call the Google Voice number, remember to dial 1 and then the number, and you may incur charges if you're overseas.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Now,
your Mac.
I don't know. I really, really don't know. And I think we deserve this right here. Or maybe not.
If you're enjoying this program, please visit a medical professional to be tested for COVID, because you've obviously lost your sense of taste. They're the G-Men on the My Mac show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. This is the sad part of the show. Well, for me.
Yeah.
Because we're almost done. Everyone else is like, thank God, good Christ, what the hell's wrong with them? Now, if you've listened to the show this far, thank you. Thank you so very, very much for downloading and freaking listening to the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And Gaz, I think that this week, I'd love to say that we were good enough, but we've got lots of bumpers to prove otherwise. I'd love to say we were smart enough. Bumpers. bumpers tell a different story. And that doggone it, woof, wilf, woof, woof, wilf, will wolves, wolves, people like us.
A rather apt joke, I think, for your nickname. Where do pirates get their hooks? Secondhand stores. End.
Oh, so bad. Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
So what were you going on about to me in doing the email thing?
What do you mean?
Well, you sent me an email saying setting up an email alias or something.
Oh. That was me just testing a feature in iCloud. I started the email on my phone and then I went to the Mac. I saved it as a draft on the phone and then just went to the Mac and finished it there. That's all that was. Right. No big deal. Nothing sinister. When, you know, because I couldn't record yesterday because they were banging like crazy. And even Carl, who's like the most calm and relaxed person ever, was like, What the hell was that? There's lots of banging going on over there. I'm doing a terrible accent. Well, there's lots of banging going on over there. And it's like, yeah, sorry.
They're the G-Men on the MyMac show, where every episode is better than the next one.
See, get them ready because I just think it's
I have a set here in Farrago labeled 2022 bumpers. So these are all those bumpers that that we made or that we had people make for us. I don't even remember what the contest was for. Maybe it was for like the 500th episode or something.
Yeah, I think it was.
And so that I got like a ton of these.
They're the G-Men on the MyMac show. Hey, at least they're not French.
Exactly. At least we're not French.
Exactly. You don't have to play them all now, by the way.
I know. Some of these. We got one here from Marcus. Let me play this one.
Have a listen to the best podcast in the universe. The No Agenda Podcast Show with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. What? The MyMac.com? Oh, anyway, listen to Guy and Gaz on the MyMac.com podcast weekly.
Yeah, listen to us weekly, just like with one ear.
Yeah. You see, that's what you could say. Brilliant.
Okay, we'll use that next week.
Just listen to them weekly. Yeah. Oh, I feel so faint.
I don't know if I'm going to make it all the way through. Okay.
Right.
So I guess it's getting close to dinner time for you.
Yeah. So next week is okay for me at the moment.
At the moment, I'm good either day. It's going to depend on what happens with the pipes and stuff. If they have to do more work on the weekend, which would suck.
Well, hopefully you want it to flow.
Yes. Everything needs to flow. The spice must flow. A Dune joke for anybody that... Well, they're not going to hear this anyway, so I don't know why I'm making references to... Dune.
The fact that we're doomed. We're doomed.
Or maybe this will go in the after show. I don't know. Just not the other stuff.
No.
All right, Gaz. I will talk to you next weekend, hopefully. Give everybody my best. And recording. Ooh, I actually recorded. How about that?
You be careful. Recording. It's ended, it says.
Yeah, I just ended it.
1 hour 32.
But I always, you know, I never include any of the after show stuff in the stuff I put on YouTube.
No, not in the video.
No. It's hard enough to make those kinds of edits in audio. I don't even want to think about jugging. It rises from the grave. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Will do.
Okay, bye.
Au revoir. Bonsoir.